Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Week 2, Sunday, December 3rd, Gabriel tells Mary. Again, the wonderfully created angelic being Gabriel was entrusted with good news. God sent him, this time, to Elizabeth's young cousin Mary in Nazareth, where he would once more fulfill the role for which our gracious Father created him, to be a messenger for the Almighty. And as the messenger Gabriel brought sweet, good news to the humbly astounded young Mary, his message to her, in summary, was that she would be the vessel through whom God would supernaturally bring the gospel to the world. In the person of her son, Jesus, hope would be born. This week, as we explore this history-defining exchange between Gabriel and Mary, may we who have tasted this good news of the gospel follow the examples of them both. May we fulfill the role for which we've been created as God's messengers for his glory. And may we be those used by God to bring the gospel to the world around us. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/Advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.